Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to another edition of the Orlando Magic Daily Podcast. This is a game recap for January 31st, 2016. The Orlando Magic end the month of January with a 119-114 win over the Boston Celtics. And good riddance that this month is over as the Magic pick up their second win in 14 games in January. They sit at 21-25 now. Not out of the playoff race by any means, but January was certainly a difficult month for the Magic and a lot of frustration. But at the end of the day, you know, you focus on this game. The Magic continue to show signs that they're coming out of this. I said after their losses to Charlotte, Milwaukee, and Memphis that it felt like that they had reached the bottom and were beginning to climb back up. We saw better effort. Just maybe not precision in finishing and certainly not consistency on the defensive end. And one game doesn't make consistency, but one win does certainly put you in a better mood and make you feel a lot better. And the Magic should feel pretty good about this game. Boston obviously worked the Magic Friday night up in Boston to the tune of a 113-94 victory. Orlando did not look good in that game. They looked completely out of sync, unwilling and unable to stop anyone defensively. They weren't getting after it. They weren't getting physical. They weren't dictating play, and they weren't moving the ball particularly well. For most of the night, the Magic were doing a lot of those things, particularly in the second half. They came out of the second half locker room not playing their best. Scott Skiles challenged his team. He said that there was a timeout there when they were down 13 early in the third quarter where he challenged his team, apparently threatening to bench guys again, and said you've got to just go out and play. You've got to go out and play effort. And it wasn't an X's and O's thing. It wasn't a system change thing. It wasn't any of that. It simply had to be you've got to go out and play with effort and energy. And that's what the Magic did for the rest of the game. They played, the score doesn't say it. The Celtics shoot 41.9% from the floor, 20-25 from the foul line, 16-46 from beyond the arc in this game. But the Magic still had control. And when it came to push to shove, and push came to shove came in the fourth quarter when the Magic went on, I believe it was a 15-2 run to turn a two-point deficit into a double-digit lead. The Magic buckled down defensively, made all the little plays, made all the energy plays that it takes to win games in the NBA. And they got that feeling again, which is so important for this team that has struggled so much lately. And, you know, it really started with that challenge that was issued during the second half of the game.
He basically just challenged us. He basically challenged us to rise to the occasion. You know, there wasn't anything that he could say, X's and O's, and that's really what it came down to. There's nothing he could write on the whiteboard. It was just whether we had heart or not, and we picked it up.
In fact, on that whiteboard in the Magic locker room, as the media entered after the game, it said in plain English, hustle. And that's exactly what the Magic did, and that's exactly what Aaron Gordon did. He made a lot of those plays that the team needed. He tied a career high with 19 points on 8-for-11 shooting. Missed both of his three-point attempts. 3-of-9 from the foul line. That came into play a little bit at the end as Boston did cut the double-digit lead down to 3, and the Magic needed 2 big free throws from Nikola Vucevic to hold the team off. A lot of mental errors there that should be rehashed, but we're gonna gloss over and enjoy the win a little bit. But Aaron Gordon also had 14 rebounds, 5 assists. He was so instrumental in so many plays for this team, and he's really good at getting rebounds in traffic. I mean, obviously, he's such an incredible athlete. He's able to will rebounds. He's able to make good defensive plays. He made a fantastic defensive play in this game, blocking an Avery Bradley three-pointer late in the game to help preserve the lead. Gordon was fantastic in every way tonight, and it was a lot of a coming together of the way the Magic want their young guys to play. In addition to Gordon, another big energy boost came from Mario Hezonja in this one. He just played really well. I mean, he was given the opportunity and he took advantage of it. He scored a career high 17 points off the bench, 7-for-13 shooting, 3-of-6 from beyond the arc. Did a lot of really, really nice things. Was not bad defensively. He still has his moments defensively where he's, you know, chasing a player off the ball and giving up some cuts. But what was important was he stuck with the play every time. He never really gave up. He never really pouted. He never had bad body language. He kept attacking on offense and made made his offense worth more than his defense, and that's why Scott Skiles was able to stick with him for 33 minutes. Hazonia has been knocking on the door for a game like this for a while. I've had a lot of conversations with people about Hazonia, a lot of people disappointed in Hazonia, and I've always told them, look, the Magic didn't draft Mario Hazonia to be a major contributor this year. Is he performing how they expect him to? He might be a notch below what they expected from him at the end of the day, if you ask me. It might be just a notch below, but it isn't much. I expected him to have games like this, where he just goes on a scoring binge and plays really well. And frankly, Hazonia had earned, you know, crunch time minutes. He made a few defensive mistakes late, and that's why Scott Skiles probably went back to Victor Oladipo, who also made some defensive mistakes, so maybe that didn't pay off as well. But Mario Hazonia earned all the minutes that he got tonight, and you know, when you talk to him after the game, he's never impressed by himself. He's always saying, "I can be better. I can do better." He knows he can be a much better defender, and he even said after tonight's game, you know, the good or the bad, when he watches the tape back of this game, he's gonna know that he can do everything a little bit better, and that hunger is really good for a rookie. But tonight, you know, seemed to be a culmination of a lot of things that have been coming together for a while, and Hazonia finally delivered for his team in a time where they really needed it.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to assistant coaches too. Kind of like settling down in the place. So as you said, it's coming to me naturally, everything. So yeah, I'm happy for that. But you know, if it takes to do a dirty job on the floor to help the team, I gotta do it too, and I want to do it, so just gotta help the team.
Certainly there are still some issues for the Magic to clean up. Again, the Celtics had an offensive rating better than 110. I believe it was 111 something. The Magic were at like 118, 119 for the game. Boston shoots 41.9% from the floor, 16 of 46 from beyond the arc, 20 of 25 from the foul line. They score 114 points. They score 33 points in the fourth quarter when the Magic were trying to close it out. They actually had more points in the second half than they did the first, even though the Magic played better in the second half. So while the defense did turn it on at a very critical juncture and made the plays that they needed, it was far from a 48-minute effort that the Magic wanted to see. And it was far from a clean effort on both sides of the floor. The Magic end up shooting 53.7% from the floor, 10 of 24 from beyond the arc. They missed 14 of 35 free throws, though, 21 of 35 from the foul line for the game. They gave up a few too many offensive rebounds, 13 offensive rebounds. Celtics just failed to convert. Again, also on the turnover front, Magic commit 15 turnovers. Celtics, again, failed to convert, only 16 points off turnovers. So, you know, the Magic got away with a lot in this game, and that is cause for concern. They found a way to win. They found a way to scratch things out. They found a way to get the stops that they needed. But again, far from perfect. This team is not back to where they were in December, not by a long shot. They've still got a lot of work to do to get there, but a win was important for the confidence. You could feel how desperate they were for a win. They really pushed for it, and they picked it up at the end of the game, obviously, and that's the most important thing. You know, the big thing that really they struggled with all night, Elfrid Payton in foul trouble for most of the game. He had four fouls, ended up with 9 points on 3 of 5 shooting. In 14-45, he did not play very much. Part of that, I think, was his struggles defensively against Avery Bradley and against Marcus Smart. Those two just went crazy on the Magic all game, especially on the defensive end with the Magic not employing a point guard. They used Evan Fournier, Victor Oladipo, and Mario Hazonia to bring the ball up, and that led to some problems. They were able to blow up plays on their own, and the Magic still had to find offense. The good news was they found it. They kept moving the ball. They kept attacking. They had to bring in a third guy maybe to bring the ball up so that it wouldn't be against Bradley and Smart at certain points. And there were certainly a few turnovers that were just bad turnovers at the top of the key because of ball pressure on guys who aren't used to handling the ball under that much pressure. But the Magic found a way, and at the end of the day, that's what really matters.
Yeah, we were, except for a handful of times. We felt like we were definitely doing that. You know, we were definitely moving the ball, trying to execute. As I said, that, you know, Smart and Bradley can just blow up plays. You know, you try to run your offense. Those guys are really physical, and they fight hard. But we were able to, you know, at least move them around enough to get good looks at the basket.
A lot of the things that have been talked about during this losing stretch has been that inability to move the ball against tough defenses. That has been about the struggles defensively to get stops consistently, string together a couple of stops to get them back into the game. Tonight, the Magic did that. And, again, far from perfect, far from where the Magic want to be, far from where they were in December. But what was also clear was in this game was that the Magic began to resemble that. They for the first time in a while, they really looked like that team in December, and they got the rewards of that. It's just a feeling. You know, I noted this, in the little bit of the game Friday that I was able to watch. I was at a family event, so I wasn't able to watch the entire game. But, it felt like the Magic were a step off, but that step leads to big results. And you know, I asked Skiles about it before the game. He said, you know, there's really no little thing. They're all big things. And it's true. Being late on a rotation seems like a little thing, but it has a big result. Over closing out on a guy seems like a little thing because you're chasing him off the three-point line, but it has a big result. It opens up the lane behind him, and the defense has to rotate back in. And the Magic still struggled with some of their rotations. It would have been easy to bench Mario Hezonja because he made the same mistake twice early in the first quarter. Player beats the guy off the dribble. Hezonja's sinking into the paint to cut him off. They pass it out to the top of the key. Hezonja's late to get back out to him. Same mistake happened twice, and he's trying to cover. He's trying to do the right thing. He's trying to cover that man, but he isn't getting back out to his main responsibility on the pass. There's still kind of that momentary thought where, oh, the pass is coming. Now I go. It's the pass goes and you go with it. That's where the Magic ultimately want to get to defensively, and where they were for a good stretch of time in November and December. It's coming up now. What happened tonight was beginning of a return to that. They began to look like that team again, and that's important for the Magic. That's how they'll be good. You know, when you get six players in double figures, that resembles more the offense that the Magic ran. When you have 27 assists on 44 made field goals, 27 assists total, that is more resembling the team that the Magic were when they were playing really, really well. They're getting back there, and one game does not make a trend, so you can't draw too many conclusions, but at least for Sunday night, it looked like the Magic were back to who they are and who they want to be.
Yeah, I think we really got back to our foundation, and us being disciplined on defense and deliberate with our movements and our coverages, and it's just a testament to how hard this team has been working, and we need to continue to work.
They finally got the fruits of that labor and the fruits of that hard work in winning this game, 119-114 over the Boston Celtics. Just to run down a few other stats for you before we close shop here. Evan Fournier leads the way for the Magic with 24 points on 6-for-8 shooting, 4-for-5 from beyond the arc, 8-of-11 from the foul line. Missed a few key free throws late, but that's about the only thing you can quibble with him. He was making his shots when he got them, when he was open especially. Really confident shooting the ball. Had a few turnovers. He had 4 turnovers in the game, mostly because he was playing out of position at point guard. Avery Bradley, Marcus Smart did a really good job putting pressure on him, and he definitely looked a little uncomfortable. So that's a problem the Magic are going to have to resolve. The good news is C.J. Watson was out on the court before the game doing some pregame warm-ups. He took a few jumpers on the main court. Haven't seen him do that yet since he was out. So that seems like it's a pretty good sign that he is making his way closer to returning to practice at the very least. He's certainly doing some basketball activities now, which is a very, very good sign, and hopefully he continues to progress and will be available, because the Magic really need some backup point guard help, especially when Elfrid Payton struggles like he did tonight. Running through the other scores, Aaron Gordon, 19 points, 8-for-11 shooting, 14 rebounds, 5 assists. I mentioned that already. Mario Hezonja, again, career night for him, 17 points, 7-for-13 shooting, 3-for-6 from beyond the arc, added 3 assists, had a plus 20, so obviously a huge impact in this game. Nikola Vucevic and Tobias Harris, each with 16 points. Nikola Vucevic has 13 rebounds, shoots 6-for-17, so he had his struggles as well. Tobias Harris, 16.6 for 9 shooting. I thought I had a solid game. You know, again, I know a lot of people are frustrated with Tobias Harris because of the contract that he signed, and he's not scoring enough to meet that contract. And to some extent, I agree. I think he needs to be a little bit more aggressive, but he really does a good job filling in gaps for this team, particularly on the offensive end. He cuts well. He you know, is available to make shots in spot-up situations. He needs to be a little bit better at that, but he cuts well, rebounds really, really well. I think everyone kind of forgets what a good rebounder he is, especially for a guy his size. He also, I think, does some good things in help side defense, especially when everyone else is playing well. Dug out some steals. I thought he did. I thought he had a good game. Not a fantastic game. If I were putting him in our grades post, I would probably grade him a B+, somewhere in that range. He does a lot of really, really good things, obviously, for the Magic, even if they don't show up in the box score. Victor Oladipo had 11 points, 5 for 13, shooting 1 for 6 from beyond the arc. Solid to okay game for him. Obviously got some points. Easily could have gone with Hezonja over him in the final lineup if you're doing it just based on who's playing well that game, frankly. And it's not just a scoring thing. Hezonja was doing a lot of really good things, but they also needed Oladipo out there for his ball handling. So a little bit of a mixed bag for him, obviously. But, you know, again, what matters most, and Hezonja said this and all the players said this, they needed a win. They just needed a win, and they got it in a big way against a good team, a team that's playing really well. Boston had won their last 5, trounced them Friday. It was an important win for this team to close the month, this month that just needed to be, this needed to end. It was big for them to just win the game. And so you take, they all count the same, so no one win is bigger than any others, but this one definitely had the feel of relief as it snapped an 8-game losing streak. It ended the month, obviously. You know, they're 2-12 this month, which is disappointing. But it was a relief more than anything, and hopefully the win continues to build on itself. Because unfortunately the schedule gets really tough as the Magic head to San Antonio on Monday to take on the San Antonio Spurs. They'll be without Tim Duncan, but it's going to be a very difficult challenge. Obviously, the Spurs do not lose at the AT&T Center, and so the Magic will have their work cut out for them to build on this victory. So once again, the final, the Orlando Magic defeat the Boston Celtics 119-114 over at the Amway Center. I want to thank everyone for listening here on the Orlando Magic Daily Podcast. This has been Philip Rossman-Reich. We will catch you next time.